Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
And happy Epiphany. Today is actually Epiphany in the church here, and we're celebrating the reading for the day is the three wise men who follow the star. And this reminds me of a very painful moment when I was growing up, because in the Christmas pageant, I shared with some of you right before Christmas, I was the second king. And when it came to the part where I was supposed to sing, I completely botched it, and nothing came out. And so I'm facing a very difficult time in my childhood today. Know that it's very difficult for me. Actually, there is a lot of inspiration from the passage of the three wise men. And they're seeking after that star, but you know what they're really doing? They're seeking after Jesus. And that's what we want to be doing in 2018. So God's blessings on that message today as we hear it read and the word that is shared. We do have a few announcements. I'll keep them fairly short. The first thing that I wanted to share on behalf of the Philomath Rotary is that a Tuesday at noon in the Fellowship Hall, everyone is invited for just a wonderful speaker, what should be a wonderful speaker. His name is Tom White. I don't know if any of you know of Tom White, but he lives in Corvallis, and his passion is partnering people of faith with people in the community that want to do goodwill for the community. How can the two come together and work in a merciful way for the needs in a community? So I think that's a really interesting topic. If you want to come, you're welcome. We start at noon on Tuesday. I guess the second to last thing I would share with you is that next week we're starting a great Bible study series called Joining Jesus on His Mission. The book is a very accessible read and meant for 21st century Christianity, so very modern. It gives us a new way to think about how we live our life and the lifestyle we live for Jesus. Oscar has the books. They're $5, so see him if you want to partake in the study and read the book. The other thing that I'd share with you is it is also looking like that author, Greg Finke, will be coming to Peace in September. So that's a big deal. He's going to share with us insights about that book in September. And I'm going to hand it off to Todd and then Oscar.
All right. It's that time of year again. The church annual meeting will be 2 weeks from today. I expect to see all of you here. Oscar's taking pictures right now to make sure, because you all know. So I have the annual reports. I have a very small stack out in the entryway. Take one if you really want to take it home and study it. Otherwise, there'll be a big stack on the day of the meeting, and you can have your own then. But I don't want to just keep sending these things home and have them not come back to church. So take one home if you really want to take one home and study it. Otherwise, look at it and put it back. The list of nominations for officers, as well as the budget, is also posted on the bulletin board in the hallway, so you can look at that too. Those are also in the report. So we'll see you all here in 2 weeks.
Oscar.
Thank you. I was going to mention about the books, and there's one correction. The books are actually $6 because the golfing fees have gone up. More importantly, we just introduced the hearing assisted system today. We have one person using it, and I'll find out how they like that system. I really don't know that much about it, but I had one guinea pig that was willing to take it on, and I appreciate that. We'll find out as we move through the system. We don't want to blow any eardrums out with this system. Also, Aaron Benston made a DVD out of the Christmas program, and it's really good. I found out something that how much you miss when you're back there on that sound board. I really enjoyed the Christmas program at home. And it's a really excellent DVD. It will be free. But if you would like, I guess, come, is Aaron here? I haven't seen him.
I don't think so.
But he told me I could make this announcement that if you would like a copy, he will make one for you. And with that, Then also, number four, probably more importantly, Rob Schultz isn't here today, but the Corvallis and Philomath Rotary took on a week for the men's shelter in Corvallis. So it's from a Sunday to a Saturday. And it requires 8 people per day. This is a little change from what Rob and I were used to when we kind of did it almost all ourselves when a few people stopped in. But so what I'm looking for, and we're looking for, would be some capable bodies that's willing to take on women or men to take on the 8 jobs for January 31st. Actually, quite a bit of this is food. On Friday morning, we would have it on Thursday evening, and then on Friday morning, they provide a little bit of breakfast, hot oatmeal, boiled eggs, and these kinds of things. That's from 6:30 till 9. So see me, or maybe even Pastor, that you would be willing to help out. Right now I have 2 people, right? Joe Payne and somebody else. Can't think of that right now. Oh, John Filbert said he might be able to help out. So I would need 6 more. Sorry for taking so long. I really don't like to be up here, but this is critical as we come down to the 31st. Unfortunately, Rob has got some medical issues that he may not be able to back it up, so I will probably be the lead person with that. Don't hesitate to talk to me about it.
Great. Thank you, Oscar.
One note about our worship this morning, and that is that it is the first Sunday of the month on the odd month, and that means that we do a portion of the worship out of the green hymnal. So the words will be projected forward, but if you want to see the note that you're supposed to sing, that's kind of important detail. You'll see the page number in your bulletin, and you'll want to be prepared for that. So just a note about that this morning.